Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, June 28th, 2013, the last week of June. BotCon is on, movies are in theaters, and I've got toys to talk about. So let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Monsters University topped the top five, $82.4 million. It was followed by newcomer World War Z with $66.4 million, Man of Steel with $41.3 million, This is the End with $13.3 million, and Now You See Me, $7.9 million, rounded out the top five. New this week, White House Down, The Heat, and others in limited release. Last weekend, I saw Much Ado About Nothing, which was the Joss Whedon Shakespeare thing with the girl from Garfunkel and Oates and the dude from Firefly and the other dude from the Avengers and the Marvel movies. And black and white, shot at his house, kind of neat. If you're into that kind of thing, it's the kind of thing you should be into. New, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey will get an sort of expected extended edition because the theatrical release was far too short. They are promising slash threatening more dwarves, more elves, more hobbits. Liam Neeson is getting $20 million to do Taken 3, which should probably also go to the writer for coming up with someone new to kidnap. Devo announced a new album called Something Else for Everybody, a digital download featuring rejected songs from Something for Everybody. The next Terminator movie now has a release date, June 26, 2015. 2015 is shaping up to be the most crowded summer in years at this rate, with, if all goes according to plan, Star Wars 7, Avengers 2, Jurassic Park 4, Assassin's Creed, Independence Day 2, Pirates of the Caribbean 5, and some other stuff we haven't even heard about yet. A Captain Planet movie is said to be in the works at Sony. I'm going to assume that's 2015 as well. One Life to Live and All My Children are back on TV on Oprah's own network during the summer. Richard Matheson died this week. He is best known for writing many episodes of The Twilight Zone, as well as the original story I Am Legend, which was turned into three movies and counting. Devo's Alan Myers died this week. He was the band's drummer during their first several major albums with Warner Brothers, starting with Are We Not Men, We Are Devo, and ending with Shout. On sale at Entertainment Earth! Dexter is on sale at Entertainment Earth. The final season of the show is here, but what we're offering you goes beyond Dexter. If you order any three in-stock Dexter items, we will get 15% off for you, your entire in-stock order. Now, I just want to let you know, it's not just Dexter items. So you order three in-stock Dexter items, and you get 15% off every in-stock item you order. You can use that to scam us. Don't tell my bosses. But basically, you can get a $400 statue with the three Dexter items, if everything's in stock, you get 15% off of everything. Now, the math works out that $400 statue, that's like $60 off. So you can kind of save big if you order some Dexter stuff. So I would say if you're going to order some Dexter stuff because you want some Dexter stuff, maybe your family needs a bobblehead, maybe you need an action figure, we've got that. And we've got other stuff, and you can get a discount off of everything if you order big this week. So don't tell my bosses I told you this, but you can do that. Just saying, it's a thing you can do. Not saying you have to. Just throwing that out there. And now the toy news. G.I. Joe Wave 5 is up for pre-order right now. Blind Master will be making it out after all. He is in a new case on our website. He is the character played by the RZA, and he was in The Man with the Iron Fists, which was the greatest movie probably of last September by a long shot. I enjoyed it a lot. And there's other new figures in there as well. There's carryovers from previous waves. Check it out. BotCon is on this weekend. Transformers news will be popping up all weekend long. The show's exclusive customization class figure is Blast Charge Strike-A-Clone. The freebie is Machine War Starscream. There's a Rainmaker's 3-pack. There's a Sandstorm. And others in limited release. There's even a Machine War's Mirage in there. New Hasbro announcements for non-exclusives haven't shown up yet, but obviously some people might be sitting by their computers hitting reload all day to see what shows up. I don't know any of those people personally. Maybe you do. I'm not incriminating myself in this situation. Diamond Select Toys announced a second series of Battle Beasts this morning, just minutes before recording this. They will be revealed during San Diego Comic-Con, and I will be there with a camera, because that is the way of my people. Entertainment Earth announced several new San Diego Comic-Con exclusives this week. Oh boy, write this down because we got a bunch. Big Bang Theory Sheldon action figure with a vintage Batman t-shirt. Big Bang Theory, What Happens at Comic-Con, Stays at Comic-Con, Journal, Venture Brothers, Naked and Bloody, Brock Samson, 3¾-inch action figure. Proud of that one. That's a good one. You should get that. Dexter, Blood Spatter Analyst action figure. Sorry, Bobblehead. I had to look it up. I always thought it was Blood Splatter, but it's Blood Spatter. So, not a typo. Battlestar Galactica, Cylon Commander, Gold Bobblehead with lights and sound. It says, by your command, and the visor lights up and goes back and forth. Doctor Who, Star Trek, Next Generation crossover exclusive. I believe it's the first non-comic book exclusive that exists. You get a couple of monitor mates in a lunchbox. They're like bobbleheads. It's great. And there's also a Twilight Zone Henry Bemis book box with replica glasses. And these are great items, many of which will be available after the show if quantities are available. The What Happens at Comic-Con Stays at Comic-Con journal, appropriate enough, stays at Comic-Con. So you'll want to pick that up at the show. And that's it. I got a meeting to give. I actually have to give a merchandise presentation over the Skype in about 20 minutes. And I'm sure you guys have noticed that we're nothing if not incredibly professional when it comes to our audiovisual presentation here at Entertainment Earth. And I haven't prepared anything, nor do I plan to. It'll be fun! That's how you should do public speaking, because if you're worried about what you're going to say and you have something prepared, you might get it wrong. But if you don't have anything prepared, you can't screw that up. It can only get better from here, because I'm an optimist and things are always getting better. Actually, seriously, they are. This has been a pretty good week, except for the fact that I just read that here in the basement office where we record, apparently outside it's going to be 119 today, and that's pretty warm. I was here when it was 122 many moons ago, and that's pretty hot. So what else did I want to tell you about? Oh, lots of movies this week, lots of movies last week, lots of great toys. So if you have nothing else to do right now and you're in front of a computer, go to Entertainment Earth, search on SDCC, and sort by newest items added to the website, and you can see all the new stuff, because I'm pretty sure we're adding something new as I'm recording this, but I don't know for sure, and I don't know which of the items that it is, because we've got lots of surprises, and unfortunately, while I'm trying to tell you as many of them as possible, I can't tell you them all yet, because then they'll say, why did you do that? Why did you tell them? And so, sorry. But check the website, because we got lots of surprise secrets, some of which I don't even know about. It's great. It's exciting, I think. Yes. Oh, one other thing. I just want to tell you, because I'm excited to have done something incredibly goofy, and maybe you'll be inspired to do something similar, or tell us about it. You can tweet us on Ent Earth. You can Facebook us. You can Google Plus us. Whatever you like to do, we're there. But I got a closet downstairs here, and it's not a huge closet, but you know, you can put a little bit in there. And I got a shelf in there, so what I did was I put all of my glow-in-the-dark action figures I could find in there. And it's dark down there because it's in the basement, and when you close the door, it's doubly dark, if that's possible. So now I've got a room where I got all my glow-in-the-dark stuff, you flick off the lights, and it's just awesome. So I don't know if you guys have any great glow-in-the-dark figure display ideas, but I, as a kid, I've always liked glow-in-the-dark toys a lot because they're fun, it's an action feature that doesn't require batteries, and it lights up, and it's neat. I'm enjoying it immensely, so if you have any interesting glow-in-the-dark display ideas, I would like to hear about them, just because what I got going is great, because we got the OMFG figures we used to sell, they're no longer available. I got my Stalker Predator, Ambush is the clear one, and Universal Monster Ninja Turtles, great stuff. But I need more. I need more glow-in-the-dark things. Can never have enough. I'm going to ask people about that when I go to Comic-Con. What are you doing for glow-in-the-dark toys here on out? You need to make more. Because we all need more glow-in-the-dark toys. I'm rambling, and you're listening, and that's very good of you. Thanks for indulging a crazy old man who lives in a hole in the ground. I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.